We are learning Maseches Megillah Daf Chav Tes Amud Beis, and we are beginning the new Mishnah on Daf Chav Tes Amud Aleph on the bottom. A whole new sugya. We finished the sugya of Batei Knesiyos, selling them, the covenant of Batei Knesiyos. Now we're going to start about the Dalal Parashiyos. We know that at the end of the year before Nisan, we lay in four parashiyos. Parashiyos Shkolim, to remind everyone to bring the Machzah Shekel, which they used to buy the Kabbanis. The next parashiyos is Parashiyos Zachar, which has to do with Purim, to erase the name of Amalek. The third parashah is parashah's Parah, which is the Parah Aduma, which talks about Tahira, and the Yidden needed to do a Tahira from Tumah Meis before they brought the Karm Pesach. And Achayesh Elochem, that teaches us about Karm Pesach. Those are the four parashahs. So our mission is to discuss when we learn these parashahs. Rish Chodesh Adar Shechaldi Es B'Shabbos. Rish Chodesh Adar landed up on Shabbos, Kairim Parashah Shkolim. He learned Parashah Shkolim on that Shabbos, Rish Chodesh. Chali is b'seichah Shabbos. It lands in the middle of the week. Rosh Chodesh middle of the week. So when do you lay parash kolam? The Shabbos after Rosh Chodesh or Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh? Zok the Mishnah, Makadimim, you laying it in the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh. Makadimim l'shavar, u'mafsikil Shabbos acheres. It comes out, you can have a break on the next week. Because parash Zoch is always the week before Purim. So if you lay in it the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh, so you can have an extra Shabbos that you don't lay in any parash on. So you'll have Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh is Shkolim, then the Shabbos after Rosh Chodesh will be nothing, and the Shabbos after that will be Parash Zachar, and after that will be Purim. Bishniya Zachar, the second parash is Parash Zachar, Bishlisha is Parah Aduma, the third parash is Parash of Parah Aduma, and Raviyah is Achayesh Zelachem, and the fourth parash is the parash of Achayesh Zelachem. Now, Rashi brings down from Yishalmi that really technically, the Chayesh Zelachem could have been full Parah Aduma, because they brought up the Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the parash of Chayesh Zelachem was set on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, and the Parah Aduma was burnt actually on the second day of Nisan. So Rashi answers from the Yishalmi that since it's talking about Taharos and Shal Yisrael, Parah Aduma never do it first. And we even lay in it these days because it talks about Tahira and it has an effect on us and to have a Tahira. B'chamishas, the fifth on Shabbos, which means after Chayesh Zelachem, Chayesh Zelachem, you go back and read the regular parashas, the regular Haftaras. It'd be a half minute since it's right before Pesach. Maybe you learn something about Pesach. No, you already did a Chayesh Zelachem after to go back to regular parashas. L'chol mafsikim, you mafsik when there's a Yom Tov, you always mafsik the regular laning of the week. B'Rosh Chodeshim, if a Rosh Chodesh lines up on a weekday, we lane Rosh Chodesh instead of the weekly parasha on Monday and Thursday. B'Chanukah or Purim, that supersedes the parasha. But tiny is same thing about Vayichal, we lane instead of the parasha of the week. V'Mamadois, also, what is it? The lane parashas Bereishis that also superseded the regular parasha of the week of the weekday. V'Yom Kippurim. Also, Rashi says the Tosfos says Yom Kippur means Mincha b'Yom Kippur. You don't lay in the next week's parasha, even if it lands up on Shabbos. You lay in the parasha of Arayis, because the Tosfos says it doesn't mean Shachris Yom Kippur. Because that already said L'chol Mafsikim, which means all the Yom Tovim Yom Mafsikim. You don't have to speak out Yom Kippur. What's special about Yom Kippur is that by Mincha, like on Yom Tov Mincha lands up on Shabbos, you lay in the next week's parasha. But Yom Kippur, no. Yom Kippur, even if it lands up on Shabbos, you lay in the parasha of Arayis. That's what it means Yom Kippur. Zok the Gemara, Tan Hoso. We learned in the Mishnah, Ba'echad, it is a Mishnah in Shkolim, starts off Pesach Shkolim with this Mishnah. Tan Hoso, Ba'echad Ba'adar Mashvim Al Shkolim. On the first day of Adar, you start calling out that everyone should bring the Machzah Shekel. Ba'al HaKalayim, you also remind everyone to get rid of their Kalay Zroim, and the reason, and we'll see the second reason. Al HaKalayim, to get rid of their Zroim, which means you're not allowed to plant Zra'im together with your Tvua. So you now plant vegetables together with your Tvua. So Bishlama, which means like the wheat. So Bishlama Kalayim, we understand why do Shchar Shadda, Zman Zriyahi. Because it's a Zman when it's Nikr the Zra'im. Like Torah speaks out, it's not really Zman Zriyah, it's not when you plant it, but that's when it starts sprouting. Therefore you realize if you have Kalayim, so you should get rid of it right away. Ela Shkolim Nolan, why do you, Shchar Shadda, what do you got to do with Shkolim? How do you know that you start calling about Shkolim, Shchar Shadda? Omrav Tavi, Omrav Yeshia, the Makra, the Pasuk says, this is a Pasuk in Parashah of Tamid. It says, Zois Oilis Chodesh Bechotchai. So why is the word Chodesh Bechotchai? There's so many words here. Chodesh Bechotchai. Omrav Torah, the Torah says, I read the whole Pasuk, it says, Neskeim Chatzi Yehin, Yehla Parash, Yishlein La'ayah, Revisin La'kevas Yehin, Zois Oilis Chodesh Bechotchai, Chotchai Hashana. So 3 times Chodesh. What does that teach us? Omrav Torah, Torah teaching us Chadesh va'abal karmim truma chadasha. Do something new and bring a karm from the new truma. V'kivan de v'nisan. So now, how do you know it's Nisan? So the Gemara darshins in Mesechtas Rosh Hashanah that the word l'chotche Hashanah, Shana always means the Nisan. It says Rishon hu l'chem l'chotche Hashanah. Shana tells me Nisan. So Nisan, you're making a new truma chadasha, which means they're going to take money off this donations and bring the kavanas. Since on Nisa you can take off this new separation from the donations, we remind everyone to start bringing the Malchus Shekel on Echman Adar. Give them 30 days to bring it. In order they should bring the Shekel to the Beis HaMikdash. Zokta Gemara, command the Loikar of Shem Megamil. This is not like Shem Megamil. Because Rav Shimon Gamliel, we find, holds that 2 weeks is enough to do something. The Rav Shimon Gamliel, Ha'omer, Shnei Shabbos, says 2 weeks is enough. Da'at Ta'ayim to the Braisa. Shayelim Hilchas Pesach, Kayelim Pesach, Shishim Yayim. 30 days before Pesach, we start talking about Hilchas Pesach. Shimon Gamliel, Ha'omer, Shnei Shabbos, 2 weeks before. So if Rav Shimon Gamliel, it's enough 2 weeks before. So why do you have to start calling out the din of Machat Shekel 30 days before? Talk to Gemara. You're right. I thought you pshat. Filter Rav Shimon Gamliel, Kivud Ha'omer. Since we learned that b'chamisha osa boy shulchanos yoyishim medina, already on the 15th day of Adar, the money changers are sitting in Yerushalayim with a chafei yoyishim mikdash, and on the 25th day they sit in Beis Mikdash. So mishum shulchanos kadimina karinon. So we try to do it enough time before the shulchanos start changing the money. So 2 weeks before shulchanos is when Rishchayos Adar. So we see from here that That's when you start calling out about the shkolim 2 weeks before they start changing the money, because they start changing the money, that's like ilu, they're starting to actually bring it to the Beis HaMikdash, and you give them 2 weeks before that, and that's where Rosh Chodesh Adar is when we start calling out about the shkolim. My parish of shkolim, this is the lame parish of shkolim on the Shabbos before Rosh Chodesh, or if Rosh Chodesh lands on Shabbos, what is parish of shkolim? So it's Mechalikas Tengemara, Rav and Shmuel. Rav Amar, he learned the parasha of Tzavis Bnei Yisrael, Amart Lehmas Karvati Lachmi Lishai, which is the Kriya we know from Rosh Chodesh, which is the parasha of Tamid. Rosh Chodesh, we learned the parasha of Tamid, then Vyem Shabbos, and Rosh Chodeshim. He said, we learned the parasha of Tamid, that's parasha Shkolm. That's what we do. Is that Arminic? Okay, Shmuel Amar, no, it's not Arminic. Shmuel Amar, our parasha Shkolm is Kisisa. The beginning Kisisa says, Kisisa, when you bring, it says to bring the Machsa Shekel. So it's Mechalikas. Rav says it means Parashat Talmud. Shmuel says it means the Parashat of Shkolm. Bishlom Mandi Amar Kisisa Haran Karli Parashat Shkolm. The Ksivei Shkolm. We understand why I like Kisisa because that's the Parashat of Shkolm. El Mandi Amar Karbani Lachmi Hakam Midi Shkolm Ksivei Hashem. What are you learning Parashat Talmud for? Moshe, what are you learning Parashat Talmud for Parashat Shkolm? What's going on here? What's Pashup Shat? And for the Gemara, very simple. In time am I, where's all the car to bring Tshuma Chadasha? Anyone knows? From the parish of Tom, it says, we just played it 2 minutes ago. So it says over there that that's where the Makar is for the that you bring the Shkolm, the Tshuma Chadasha. Therefore, we learned that Pasuk. We learned that parish of. But how come you just call him Ksivi? Hasam in Taimai Kirab Tavi. Because there it says the drasha of Rav Tavi, that's what we know in the Makar for Tshuma Chadasha. It says in the Pasuk, so it's Oles Chodesh V'Chatzah, L'Chatzah Hashana. And therefore we learn that parasha. Bishlam, so now V'Chatzah is Rav and Shmuel. You got it? Rav and Shmuel. Rav holds the parasha of Tamid, and Shmuel holds the parasha of Kisisa. Zok Timor, Bishlam, man, the Amad Savas, Mary Israel, Mishum, the Ksiv, Kabbalah, is awesome. Rav Tavi. Now when we ask the opposite way, we understand we learn the parasha of Shavas Mei Yisrael, which says the parasha of Kabbanis there. Like Rav Tavi, that's the Makar for taking off Tshuma Chadasha. Lama Deyama Kisisa, Kabbanis Meksivi, Shkolma Adonim Ksivi. The parasha of Kisisa is talking about collecting Machzor Shekel, you use those Shkolm for what? For the Adonim of the Mishkan. You know the order of the parashas? Tshuma, Tetzav, and Kisisa. Why? Because Kisisa is talking about, it's not in Sefer Vayikra. This is a Kisisa, talking about the parish of Shkolm that you bring for the Adonim. They made the Adonim, a silver Adonim, they made from the Shkolm. So what does that have to do with Tshuma Chadasha? So Gemara answers, Ketoni Rav Yosef, Shalosh Tshumos Hein, it's a Rashi and Chumash. There are three Tshumos Hein in that parasha. It says in the Pasuk, three times the word Tshuma, it says, Machas HaShekel Tshuma LaHashem, Yitain Tshumos HaShem, Elos says Tshumos HaShem. It says three times the word Tshuma. And we darshin that one means lemizbeach, hein shel mizbeach lemizbeach, shel adonim laadonim, shel bedek abayis lebedek abayis. If you look at the psukim, there's drushes for all these words. The one that says Chumas Hashem, that's for the Adonim. Then it says Losei says Chumas Hashem lechapra nafshei seichem kapara. That's kabanos. And then it says lekachdas kesef asakapurim. Reis Ben Yisrael, there's a different pasuk there. The other pasuk truma, that would mean the truma, which means the donations to the Bedek Abayis, which means the donations to the Mishkan. Akaponim, so it does say there about kabanos. Not a kasha. Vishnama the Yama Kisisa. It's kashmak, because if lands, we said, what happens if Rosh Chodesh lands up on a Shabbos? What do you do? He laying Parash Shkolim on Shabbos. So if you learn Parash Shkolim, Kisisa, so you understand, it's a different parasha, right? Vishnama the Yama Kisisa, Hanashani, High Rosh Chodesh, Vishar Rosh Chodeshim. Then you stand why it's not a regular Rosh Chodesh. Regular Rosh Chodesh laying the Parash of Rosh Chodesh. Now you're laying Kisisa also. Elamand Yama Tzavis Karbani, if you're laying the Parash of Tzavis Karbani, my Shani. Why is Rosh Chodesh different? Rosh Chodesh lands on Shabbos, even if it's not Shkolim, you're laying that parasha. So why is it different? It's the same thing, you're laying the same parasha. That's the Maraz Kasha. So Moshe is very good. Moshe is highly good because you only lay Rosh Chodesh on Shabbos. You don't stop on Shabbos, Ben Yisrael on Shabbos. That's on the weekday of Rosh Chodesh. Shabbos you don't. So here you stop on Shabbos, Ben Yisrael. There is a difference. It's a very good Kasha. Rosh Chodesh says, Vaistois, we laid in those days, even on Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, you start off on Shabbos, Ben Yisrael on Tamid. Very good. Yeah. That's because Rosh Chodesh speaks out. Zot the Gemara, Elamandi of Tzavis Beis Kavani, my Shani. So he says Shani, the Rosh Chodeshim Karoshisa Binyan the Yema. Regular Rosh Chodesh, you lay in six of the regular parasha. V'chaber Rosh Chodesh, one Liyah of Rosh Chodesh. V'ilu inna. Now that's Parasha Shkolim, Kulav Rosh Chodesh. You lay in the entire parasha that week of Rosh Chodesh. So break the Gemara Kasha. Honich Elamandi Amar. Let's say the Parasha Rosh Chodesh. That is Elamandi Amar holds that we lay in the parashas of the Dal parashas. You don't lay in the parasha of the week. And then you go back, it says the Chamishas, you go back and say the parashas, it means the parashas of the week. It's in the Mishnah. The Chamishas, you go back and say the parashas, it means the parashas of the week. Say the parashas of Chayzah is good, it means that means Rosh Chodesh, you lay in the whole parashas of Chayzah, you don't lay in the parashas of the week. Elamandi Amar, let's say the Haftaras of Chayzah, when it says that after those parashas, you go back and say the Haftaras, the parashas of Yerikrina, you always lay in the parashas of the week. My Shani, it's still Shver again, why is Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, that Shabbos Shkolim, different, you're laying the same thing? So Gemara Shani, the Rosh Chodeshim Karoshisa Binyan Adiyema, you lay in six of the regular parashah. The Bechad Kari Rosh Chodesh, the other one lay in Rosh Chodesh. Vilu Idna, but now that it's Shabbos Shkolim Karotlosa Binyan Adiyema, three with the regular parashah, or some say four, Varba Kari Rosh Chodesh, and three or four lay in Rosh Chodesh. So right now we're answering that according to Rabbi Amar, that holds that parashah Shkolim is the parashah of Rosh Chodesh, which starts with Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. So then, the difference between Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos Chodesh, and Shabbos Kolam is you lay more aliyahs of the parish of Rosh Chodesh. Meisvei, Meisvei Akasha, says in Tesefta, Rosh Chodesh Ada Shchalis B'Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh Ada lands on Shabbos, Karim Parish of Shkolam, we lay in Parish of Shkolam, Maftirim B'Yehoda HaKoyin, we do have Torah in the Parish of Yehoda HaKoyin, which talks about bringing money for the Bedek Gabayis. So first of all, I'm a kisisa, hiding the maftir miyoda akayin. Because same thing, they bring a shkolim. Domalei, the chsiv, kesef and fashas arka. They brought the kesef to be the kesef and fashas. Elamand is karmani lach mi. It doesn't talk about parasha about making a chumas halishka. So what shaykhis? Mi domi. Everyone knows, domi kudrav tavi. Lamayis in the parasha of is karmani lach mi, it says to bring shkolim for the Karbonos, so Heshach is a skull. So you could be mafter Yehoda HaKoyim. Meisve, we'll try another kasha now. Like Rav Shmuel. Meisve, Chali is parasha smuchala, Bein l'fnei b'em achara. The shayla is like this: we lay in kisisa. Let's say that's when there may be a kasha. If you lay in kisisa, so it's possible. Let's say parashas tetzave lands up parashas shkolim. So you lay in kisisa, and next week we lay in kisisa again, or it's Vayakel, it's Parashat Shkolim. Like this year. Vayakel is Parashat Shkolim. So you lay last week Kisisa and this week Kisisa. So what happens? Echrami, do it twice. Chal is the Parashat of Smuch Allah, Be'el Fnei Ma'achorah. Karinois of Karin Ploysa. You land up saying Parashat Kisisa 2 weeks in a row. So Bishlaman Nema Kisisa, like Shmuel, that's Parashat Kisisa. We understand. Hayin of Sram Hu Zimna. So we understand it's possible to have that the week before is the same Parashat Shkolim. Elohim Savas Karboni, where's the parish of Savas Karboni Lachmi? It's in Parashas Pinchas. How is it possible? Parashas Pinchas lands about term time. How does that happen? How is it possible to have Pinchas in Purim? And for the Gemara in the Bnei Marava, for the people in Eretz Yisrael, they used to they used to have Simchas Torah every 3 years. They finished the Torah every 3 years. The Maskil of the Rice of Tlashdim, they finished the Torah every 3 years. They split up the Parshas. So it was possible to land the Parshas Pinchas in the third year. It could be around Purim time. So we got out of that. Moris is like the tank of us at Shmuel. We have a bris like Shmuel. Reshchoyish ada shchalias b'shabes kerm kisisa. We link kisisa maftirim b'yada hakoyin, and we have maftira in yada hakoyin. So how we know it? Like Shmuel Rav, we know it like Shmuel, and we link kisisa on parashas kolam. So how do we more about it? Our Rav Yitzchak Nafcho. Reshchoyish ada shchalias b'shabes. Reshchoyish ada lines up on Shabbos. Metzian sholish tyrus. You take out three Sifrei Torah. What are you laying them? One of them you lay in the Yonash Yom, let's say Parashas V'Yakel. And one of them is Rosh Chodesh, which means the Rosh Chodeshim, or according to the Gemara's day, the start of Sabbath Bnei Yisrael. And one of them, V'Chisisa, three Sifrei Torah. Is that the only time of year it's possible? No, it's another time. Bar Mitzvah Nafcha. Rosh Chodesh Teves, which is Chanukah time. Shechalia is b'shabes, b'vi and sholish tayrus. You can take out three sifrei tayrus. The kerem of echav b'yonash shi'oyim. One of them you lay in parashas miketz. V'echav b'rosh chodesh. One lay in parashas rosh chodesh. V'echav b'chanukah. One in parashas of Chanukah. So we have two memories. They're basically exactly the same. It's very easy. If there's three things happen, three sifrei tayrus. If you say it twice, give you two examples. V'tzricha. Memories of v'tzricha. Diet v'baham. You only said the case of Chanukah. How come Rizchak can bring three sifrei tayrus? Avahach. Maybe if Rosh Chodesh Adar lands up, Parashas Golem lands up, Rosh Chodesh Adar lands up on Shabbos, and there's Parashas Golem, maybe there's only two Sifrei Torah. Why? Because the Parashas Golem, maybe, is like Rav, Shabbos Bnei Yisrael. It's only two Sifrei Torah. That's how you have to speak it out. The Yitzvah, welcome, Yitzchav, aha, Karav's really, and Parashas Golem is covered in Lachmi, which stayed Torah Sagi. Parashas Golem is the Parashas of covered in Lachmi, it's not for two Torahs. Kamash Vilon, then no, that's Parashas Kisisa, you need three Torahs. Vilay Mahach, so just say the case of Rosh Chodesh Adar landed on Shabbos, and we know if there are three Sifrei Torahs, for sure it's Chodesh Torahs. So Gemara said, you're right. Chodo Maklal Chavrat Etmar. Taka, he only said the other memra, the one by Parashah Shkolem, and from that we learned out the Parashah, the halacha of Rosh Chodesh Torahs also lands up on Shabbos. Etmar. Rosh Chodesh Torahs Shchali is Bechol. If you have Rosh Chodesh Torahs in the weekday, right? So you're laying that day, Chanukah and Rosh Chodesh. Which one do you lay first? Rosh Chodesh or Chanukah? Mechaikas. Om Rav Yitzchak. Karu Tlasa of Rosh Chodesh. The first three aliyahs are Rosh Chodesh. V'chad the Chanukah. The fourth aliyah is the Kriya of Chanukah. V'rav Dimi, the Mincheifa Omar, Karu Tlasa of Chanukah. Three aliyahs are Chanukah. The opposite. V'chad Rosh Chodesh. So one man the Yama says the Iker is the Chanukah. And one man the Yama says the Iker is Rosh Chodesh. Om Rav Moni, I like the first man diaba, Tlosa Rosh Chodesh. Om Rav Moni, Kavosa de Rav Yitzchak Nafcha Mistavra. Makes sense, like Rav Yitzchak who says that the first three aliyahs are Rosh Chodesh. Why? The Todir, Vishayin Todir, Todir, Todir. Rosh Chodesh is more Todir than Chanukah. Rosh Chodesh is 12 times a year. And if you count the 2 days of Rosh Chodesh, it's even more. It could be 18 times a year. And Chanukah is only 8 days a year. So Todir, Vishayin Todir, Todir, Todir. On Rav Oven, no, I hold the opposite. Kavosa de Rav Dima Mistavra. Why? Mi Garm Lurvius Yavai. Who told you that Revi, that you have a fourth aliyah? A regular Chanukah with three aliyahs. Who told you have a fourth aliyah? Shiava Rosh Chodesh. Hilka Revi Rosh Chodesh. Revi Shiva Rosh Chodesh. Wait a minute. My Avala. What's the luck of the Maisa? Revi Sivamar. Aim Meshkichim Rosh Chodesh. We don't worry about Rosh Chodesh. Do Chanukah first. Rav Amar. Aim Meshkichim Chanukah. Vehilka Sanat the Halacha. Aim Meshkichim Chanukah. And we do first Rosh Chodesh, Rosh Chodesh Ikka, we start off with three aliyahs Rosh Chodesh, and then we do the fourth aliyah in Chanukah, of Chanukah.